a question that we have all asked ourselves in life. Why is there so much evil and suffering in the world? Giuseppe, but is it God who created evil? And if it is he who created it, but how is it possible that God allows innocent children to die, for example, in natural disasters? How is it possible?
God did not create evil, but God granted men the freedom to choose between good and evil. Men frequently opt for, often but not always, opt for malevolent actions such as wars, suffering, crime, abortions, and deliberately choose to engage in evil deeds. Abortions are similar to the Egyptians who threw the Jewish infants to the crocodiles, and now the crocodiles represent the abortions. And no, it is not God who creates evil. In reality, the Bible states that God has given this world to men. He states that the sky belongs to God, but the earth belongs to men. All right, as a matter of fact, James 1:16-17 states that every good thing and every perfect gift originates from above and descends from the Father. So God can only do good things. At this moment, God has given the earth to men. Let's examine Psalm 115 verse 16. The realm of heaven belongs to the Lord, while the earth has been entrusted to humanity. God is observing what we will do with these gifts. Genesis 1:28. God stated, God bestowed blessings upon them and said, increase in number, populate the earth, make it subservient to you, exercise dominion over everything. And so the earth belongs to men. And then where does evil come from? Evil comes from men. When they crucified Jesus, it was not God who chose to crucify his son, it was the world. It is men who choose. The man chooses to make war, to make peace, to love, to hate. And the heart of man that is not regenerated, regeneration is only possible in Christ. No regeneration, melted car's engine fails, change the heart to fix it and get the car running again. From the heart comes all good and all evil. When I say heart, I mean the soul, the senses, our spirit, our choices. Having understood that good or evil is decided by us, we are free and arbiters. God does not force us to commit adultery against our wife, beat a person, or commit a robbery. It's us and God, but he wants to see our choices, so now there's the final choice, to choose Jesus, who has fulfilled the prophecies, the Son of God, and the only one who can save us, or to choose the world, to follow and die with it.